Rockets and Orioles, video review, and saying thank you. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. The last time the Morris Orioles and Rapid River Rockets visited the big stage together, the two teams combined to produce fireworks on a girls' basketball court of the likes we've rarely seen. A roller coaster emotion-packed battle in 1998 for the Class D title, which produced an overtime win for Morris. But last Saturday produced glory days for both Morris and Rapid River on the floor of the Superior Dome in Marquette at the MHSAA 8-player football finals. Hunter Nowak rushed for nearly 200 yards and 3 touchdowns to lead the Orioles to a 44-16 Division I win over Pickford to cap a perfect 13-0 season, and the Rockets hoisted their first gridiron trophy in 3 final appearances, defeating Onekama 30-18 in Division II. It was the quickness of Morris that carried the day against the bigger Pickford Panther squad.
Once we started the game, we started gaining a little bit of momentum. We could see some of our run plays were working better than what we thought they were. We were moving the bigger men on the other team. We moved them. Hunter just made the lanes work in Austin, and Connor was blocking. The plays work. When you design them and they work in the game, it is fun to watch.
Coach Kendall Crockett took over the Morris program 5 years ago when the Orioles went to the 8-player format. Rapid River won its game with the Portagers with ball control, holding on to the pigskin for over 33 minutes. Junior Tyler Sunline rushed for 123 yards and 2 scores, and more importantly, the Rockets committed no turnovers.
You know, every team that we have is unique. We had a lot of good football teams. Other teams were just a little bit better than us in those games. We made some mistakes today. We're almost mistake-free, and that's the key.
Rapid River coach Steve Ostrenga. The Rockets also kept penalties to a minimum with 6. You can read more about the 8-player football finals on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our MHSAA TV game balls this week go out to the girls' volleyball team at Bronson, which made it a four-peat at Kellogg Arena in Battle Creek Saturday, sweeping Unionville Seabowing in the Division III title match. Coach Gene LeClaire's team becoming only the 4th school to make it 4 in a row. And the girls' swimming and diving team at Rochester Adams claimed its first MHSAA title Saturday at Oakland University. Lisa Launer led the way by winning the 200 and 500 freestyle races and anchoring the winning 200 free relay team. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Over the past decade, the biggest change in all sports at the collegiate and pro levels has been the expanded use of instant replay, or video review, relative to officiating decisions. At the high school level, video review was currently used in 2 sports, ice hockey and basketball. It's only used for the final 2 rounds of the tournament, the semifinals and finals, and is allowed in very limited circumstances. In ice hockey, video review can be used to determine whether or not a goal has been scored and if it was scored before time expired. And in basketball, as time expires in the 4th quarter or overtime, video can be used to determine if the shot has gotten off in time and if the try was a 2-point or 3-point attempt.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. A rite of the season is to be thankful for the many privileges we enjoy in life and in high school sports. And over the years, I've taken time in this space to detail the different folks and the different roles that help make educational sports possible and special. What I'd like everyone to do this Thanksgiving weekend is plan to take a few moments next week, seek out one or two of those special people in your own neighborhood, and say thank you to them. When we started the football playoff run last month, I was with our friends from Fox Sports Detroit up in Kent City to produce a first-round game there with Saugatuck. And this crew I've become close to over the years were so impressed with all of the people from both communities that took the time to seek them out and say, thank you for coming to this game. Thank you for highlighting our little towns. They don't see that every day around the hardened and over-entitled coaches and players in college and professional ball. To them, it was refreshing and reaffirming. And it would be the same way if you went to some of your local behind-the-scenes heroes next week and just simply said, thank you. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.